This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 25th. God's word for you today is differentiation. Our scripture reading is taken from Zechariah 2, verse 8, and it says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For he said, anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession." Isaiah 49, verse 14 to 16 says, "Yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. Never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins." God is saying a mother forgetting her sucking child is an impossible situation. However, even if that were possible, that a mother will feel no love for her child, God says he will not forget you because he has inscribed you on the palm of his hands. One day, as I was leaving the house, my cook said, "Sir, you have not paid my salary." It was a season of fasting and he had been redundant, not really doing anything. I actually forgot, and it is not a good thing. When he told me that, I felt so bad and I apologized and then tried to make a joke. I said to him, "Can't you just forget your salary for a month?" He had this respectful smile on his face of, "If I catch you, forget what?" So I assured him that once the fast is done, I will sort him out. As I got into the car, the Holy Spirit said to me, "You are my prized possession. You are the reward of my sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. I worked for you, so I cannot forget you." The cook worked for 1 month. He did not shed any blood or cook any food. Yet, he did not forget his salary, his reward. Jesus went to the cross for you and laid his life down for you. How can he forget you? He breathes you. He says you are the apple of his eyes. If there is one thing you take away from this devotional today, let it be this truth. You are too precious to God to be forsaken or forgotten. The God of heaven is saying to you, "I can never forget you." There are two dimensions to open heavens. The first dimension has to do with collective heaven. The collective heaven has to do with the airspace over a location or over a group of people that can either be opened or closed. Matthew 5 verse 45 says, "In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. God causes it to rain upon the good and the evil. They are in the same collective space. Therefore, what happens to them will be consistent." Even in the collective space, God can bring collective differentiation. For instance, in Egypt, there was a place called Goshen where the children of God were. While there was light in Goshen, the heavens of Goshen were opened. There was darkness everywhere else in Egypt. Exodus 10 verse 21 and 23. "The land of Egypt will be covered with a darkness so thick you can feel it. But there was light as usual where the people of Israel lived." I pray that your family will be that Goshen. Even if there is a challenge on your street, there will be light in your house. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, let your love be the distinguishing factor in my life In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.